The Four in Fives Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Four in Fives Radio Show. The first one in a while, I know. But this is because I've been working on the final draft of the You Must Get Them All book. There was a slight possibility that the book might be out by Christmas, but I'm afraid that's not going to happen now. But rest assured, it will definitely be with you in the new year. I do have some exciting news, though. I will be appearing as a guest on the next episode of Steve and Paul Hanley's Oh Brother podcast on the 14th of November, which will be recorded as part of the Louder Than War Literary Festival. It's taking place at the Inside Hotel in Manchester at 4:15pm and will be live streamed online. Right, to kick things off, this is a live recording from 2010, the only occasion where the YFOC Slippy 4 combination was played the other way around.
It's a club number, so bear with us!
Yeah.
Slippy Floor and YFOC, recorded at the Swiss For Noise Festival in August 2010. Last month, the sad news was announced that Pat Fish of the Jazz Butcher, or the Jazz Butcher Conspiracy, had died. And in memory of Pat, this is the 1983 single Southern Mark Smith.
Like And there are millions more who'd kill if they thought they'd make a friend. All this nonsense I know, but I have to find out where they could be living. You never know, they could be living in sin, they could be carrying shame. Gotta find someone who's going to carry the blame. Find out what makes your heart sing, because I'm found out already what makes my heart sing. If I find out nothing else, I'm gonna find out what makes your heart sing, cause I heard it was like a southern marksman.
Southern Mark Smith by The Jazz Butcher, and there'll be more from them later on. Now, as any Fall fan knows, the multitude of compilations that have been released over the years are distinctly hit and miss, but they do contain some interesting stuff if you're prepared to root around in them. This is from Oxymoron, and it's a version of Psychic Dancehall retitled as ESP Disco.
Is there anybody there? Yeah!
Yeah. respects and projects inward.
That was the version of The Remainderer that appeared on the vinyl version of the EP, a song that rather improbably pinched the melody from the theme tune to Baywatch. Next up is a piece of garage rock that's a particular favourite of mine. Released in 1985, it's a cover of a song by 60s outfit The Outcasts. This is The Vibes, and I'm in Pittsburgh, and it's raining. The Vibes, with I'm in Pittsburgh and it's raining, from their 1985 EP, The Inner Wardrobes of Your Mind. Another full track from a compilation now. This is the live recording of Neighbourhood of Infinity that appeared on Palace of Swords Reversed, and it sees MES getting quite intense about giant moths.
Stole Pepe's collection box. be the stupid facade behind your gun. The who wore a red scarf to remind him of his fiancée. The love of Paris infects the civil service lichen on the north. It was the time of the giant moths in the neighborhood of infinity. I have this thing about Link Gray. I used to play him every Saturday. God bless Saturday. God bless Saturday. We are the Fall in the neighborhood of infinity. It was the time of the giant moths. It happens. It happens. Instincts lost. It happens. Lost through purple blossoms. It happens. The desire will turn rotten. We are the Fall in the neighborhood of infinity.
Neighborhood of Infinity, recorded in Munich in April 1984. The moth references make it one of several Four songs to reference insects. Other examples including Two Librans, Oprah Winfrey and Her Study of Bees, and Idiot Joy Showland, which mentions locusts. Time for the My Special Four song feature now, and this one comes all the way from South Korea.
My name is Colm Flanagan, originally from Wolverhampton, but now living in South Korea. My favourite Fall song is Middlemass from the Slate CP. I was introduced to the Fall by superfan Tom O'Gorman in 1984. He was actually a contributor to episode 13 of this programme, by the way. My initial response was one of resistance. At the time, I was a Van Morrison, Neil Young and Bob Dylan fan, and so Mark E. Smith's post-punk sound did not wow me initially. However, Middlemass changed all that. I don't have a clue what the song is about, but I love the mixture of menace and maniacal humour in the song. I love the eye-watering confidence of a writer who sings the Wehrmacht never got in here repeatedly without a hint of a German accent. But mostly, I love that incredible opening riff that has been rattling around in my skull for the last 37 years. I can't think that there have been many days during those years which I haven't sung, whistled, or tumty-tummed that dark, menacing tune. The Fall have changed the way my brain works.
The aftermath.
Middlemass, recorded in Toronto in April 1983. Many thanks to Colin for his contribution, and apologies that it's taken so long to use it. That was Antibody by Facs, F-A-C-S, from their 2019 album Lifelike. No specific Fall connection, but there are bits of Public Image, Joy Division and My Bloody Valentine in there that I thought you'd probably like. Rainmaster is a song that I've always been very fond of, and quite a few sources, including Brix's book, for example, suggest that it was only ever played live once at the 1995 Phoenix Festival. However, there are at least two other live recordings out there, and this is one of them.
Entails. It takes some concentrated drinking to keep me on the rails. I have to hide my face, I have to hide my shame. I don't wait till I'm sober, till I get drunk again. I drink at home, I drink out, I drink in cocktail bars, falling down. Stars, it suits me. It suits me. Falling apart in bars. I like to suffer for my art. Just one more before we part. My oh my, we can't compete. It's only heavy drinking that keeps us on our feet. My oh my, we can't complain. If it weren't for heavy drinking, we'd never play Sweet Jane. My, 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 the days go by. I never quite forget her, but goodness how I try. Believe me,
I believe you, man.
Believe me,
yes, I do.
Going astray in all the bars from here to Mandalay. They never close, we never pay. Don't want to think about how much I drink. It's a habit that's out of control. Oh yeah, hope I never get dry before I get old. Trumbo.
Trumbo.
It's only heavy drinking that keeps us on our feet. My oh my, we can't complain. If it weren't for heavy drinking, we'd never play Sweet Jane. My, 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 the days go by. I never quite forget her, but goodness how I try. Believe me,
I told you that I did.
Believe me,
yes I do.
Falling apart in bars, I like to suffer for my art. Just one more before we part. Don't like to think about how much I drink. It's a habit that's out of control. Oh yeah, hope I never get dry.
Before you get.
Hope I never get dry now.
Before you get.
I hope I never get dry before I get old.
D-R-I-N-K by The Jazz Butcher, in memory of Pat Fish, who died last month. And before that, you heard the version of Rainmaster that appears on the 1997 compilation Oxymoron, a recording of which the origins are rather unclear. Some more alternative versions of four tracks now. These two appeared as B-sides on the two different versions of the F. Holding Money single.
I'll let
The Real Life of the Crying Marshal, new version, preceded by an alternate version of the group's cover of The Saint's Perfect Day. Well, that's about it for this week. Before I go, I shall quickly remind you that you can contact me via thefallenfives@mail.com, and also that I will be appearing on Paul and Steve Hanley's live O Brother podcast on the 14th of November at 4:15. You can find details and order tickets at louderthanwordsfest.com. To conclude, this is the Dudes lineup with a fine version of Mountain Energy recorded in Oslo in August 2006. Thanks for listening.
Set to me.